you. You want to do one? All right.
Let's go one more.
All right, we're going to do one more.
Is that rhythm okay?
Sweet, that quick anytime I please. When I get that gal alone, jump on her like a dog on a bone. Going down Cripple Creek, going on the run. Going down Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going down Cripple Creek, going on the world. Going down Cripple Creek, see my girl. Preacher said, if I was you, I'd rather be dead. Right, got man in Tennessee, prettiest state that you ever did see. Going down Cripple Creek, going on the run. Going down Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going down Cripple Creek, going on the world. Going down Cripple Creek, see my girl. She sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. She is good and she is bad. Give me the devil when she gets mad. I'm going down Cripple Creek, going on the run. Going down Cripple Creek to have a little fun. Going down Cripple Creek, going on the world. Going down Cripple Creek to see my girl.
I want to tell you something. Wendy caught his foot the first day here on one of these bricks and hurt his ankle. Then he went down to the other stage and dog if he didn't do it again. And he can barely get his shoe on. Now, I think you ought to give him a hand for... This is what you call suffering for a cause. And if you have any home remedy or horse liniment out there, I hope you'll give it to him, because at noon there's to be a clogging workshop down on the old stage. Clogging workshop at on the old marble stage at 12 o'clock. And Green Grass will be down there. Let's see. Gospel and Blues going on down there right now. The Indian dancing's going on down there. And you won't believe this, but at 1:30, Gamble Rogers is going to have a workshop down there. Don't everybody go down there and nobody come here now. Don't do that to us. Actually, there's many workshops going on. I don't know how you can choose. Now, remember that over in the tower, we have singing going on. And let's see. I told you that Evelyn's going to be there at 11 o'clock. Well, yeah, 11 o'clock she's to be there. That's not what the program says, but that's what she told me, and it must be so. Now, let's welcome two delightful people, friends of Florida Folk Festival, folklorists from the word go, Jay and Peggy Smith from Jacksonville.
Marching across the green grass, green grass, green grass. We're marching across the green grass on a husky, dusty day. What are you marching here for, here for, here for? What are you marching here for on a husky, dusky day?
Well, we want to get married, married, married. Oh, we want to get married on a husky, dusky day.
Well, how are you going to get us, get us, get us? How are you going to get us on a husky, dusky day?
We'll slide down the chimney, the chimney, the chimney. We'll slide down the chimney on a husky, dusky day.
We'll fire up the chimney, the chimney, the chimney. We'll fire up the chimney on a husky, dusky day.
We'll climb through the window, the window, the window. We'll climb through the window on a husky, dusky day.
We'll lock up the windows, windows, the windows. We'll lock up the windows on a husky, dusky day.
We'll walk right through the doorway, the doorway, the doorway. We'll walk right through the doorway on a husky, dusky day.
Well, who you gonna marry, marry, marry? Who you gonna marry on a husky, dusky day?
I'll take this one, I'll take that one.
Nobody left but this one.
On a husky, dusky day.
Marching across the green grass, green grass, green grass. We're marching across the green grass on a husky, dusky day.
That's a play party song. In actual practice, the boys line up on one side and the girls on the other and march back and forth. I felt like it was a little too early in the morning to ask everybody to get involved with that, so I thought you could just sit and listen this morning. We got that song from Gene Ritchie, and we're going to sing another song in a minute that we got from her. From her recordings first, but then when we were fortunate enough to meet her down here, I told her we'd stolen most of our repertory from her. Yesterday and the day before, the stately St. Petersburg Ukrainian choir was standing here filling the whole stage with people resplendent in beautiful costumes, singing the songs of the Ukraine, and one of the songs they closed with had this tune. Sounded very familiar to me. It sounded like Bow Them Cabbage Down, which you wouldn't expect from the Ukraine. We know in studying folklore and folk traditions that old songs, the ones with the deep meanings of birth and life and death and love and hate, run through many traditions, but it's interesting that foolishness seems to also. Nonsense songs like that, and I asked Maestro Bimbo about it, and he said it was a nonsense folk song that had very little meaning, just as Bow Them Cabbage Down does. And a few years ago, we were in Westville, Georgia, and we sang a little song, this other one that we had lifted from Gene Ritchie's songbook, and we sang this, and two Cajun musicians from Louisiana said that there was a French equivalent of this same song, which doesn't make much sense, but we're going to sing it anyway.
Where you going, my good old man? Where you going, my good old man? My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
Going uptown.
What you gonna buy there, my good old man? What you gonna buy there, my good old man? My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
Gonna buy you a dress.
What'll it cost you, my good old man? What'll it cost you, my good old man? My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
50 cents.
What you want for supper, my good old man? What you want for supper, my good old man? My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
A bushel of eggs.
Bushel of eggs will kill you, my good old man. Bushel of eggs will kill you, my good old man. My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
I don't care if they do.
Where you want to be buried, my good old man? Where you want to be buried, my good old man? My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
In the chimney corner.
Ashes will fall on you, my good old man. Ashes will fall on you, my good old man. My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
I don't care if they do.
What you want to be buried there for, my good old man? What you want to be buried there for, my good old man? My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
So I can scare the devil out of your next old man. Last night, Evelyn Beers Bernstein and Ellen Odom sang a medley of songs about the debt great American composers have to the Suwannee River, in that Stephen Foster, Irving Berlin, and George Gershwin all have written songs about this that contain references to this river that flows through White Springs. We're all concerned about rivers these days. If you live here, you're concerned about phosphate in the Suwannee. In Jacksonville, we have concerns about our St. John's River. Pete Seeger was down here a few years ago, and his great cause in life lately has been the cleaning up of the Hudson River. This is a river song from him.
Sailing down my golden river, sun and water all my own. And I was never alone. Sun and water, all life givers, I'll have them where'er I roam. And I was not far from home. Sunlight glancing on the water, life and death are all my own. And I was never alone. Life to raise my son and daughters, golden sparkles on the foam. And I was not far from home. Down my golden highway, travelers from near and far, and I was never alone. Exploring every little byway, sighting every distant star, and I was not far from home. Sailing down my golden river, sun and water all my own. And I was never alone.
Thank you very much.
There are a lot of things and people we feel we can't do without. We can't do without the vittles up in the food booth, or Nellie Bly's kitchen, or our picnics, and our craftsmen, and our folk arts demonstrators over here, and our little picking and singing groups around. but we positively cannot do without our musical Sawyer, who's been coming to the Folk Festival since its inception, way back in the early 50s. Aubrey Dunscombe of Gainesville, and he's going to play unaccompanied. While they're getting ready for him here, I asked him if he had to have a special saw, and he said yes, that you can make about four notes on a regular saw. But the saws he has two that he plays, a tenor and a bass, I think, and it's of tempered steel, and they're specially made by the saw companies for playing. So here's Aubrey Dunscombe from Gainesville.
Since I haven't got a piano to give him my note, I have to kind of tune up just as a violin tunes up before they start to be sure they don't give a sour note. My first number is I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. Next number is Smiles. Religious number, How Great Thou Art. Thank you. Last number is my favorite. Aloha oi. Farewell to thee.
How many of you had heard him before? Not many. Well, he's a regular for the folk festival, a must. And playing those songs, I told you we were going to reminisce a little bit, and just right quick, I had a sale. I sold my house, and then I had a 3-day gigantic sale, I thought I sold enough, but I didn't sell quite enough. But anyhow, amongst the things I sold was I had a great big stack of music, and it was fun to see people go through that music and pull out things that they wanted. And I'm sure I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles was in there, and Aloha E was in there. And so many. And those songs go back to the 20s and the 30s. And they're fun to know. They're fun to have in your head and in your heart. Now, another special person who's always at the Folk Festival, and he's been here the entire time, and God bless him, he's had a cold, but he's going to sing anyhow. They've danced with a sprained ankle. And Lance is going to sing for us. Lance Lazenby of Hawthorne. And Lance is a lawyer, but he likes to sing better than he likes to practice law.
Is it on? There we
yeah,
go.
Yes, on.
It's not usually the lawyers that sing, is it? They may talk, but they don't sing. She was right about one thing. You're looking not at a whole human being, but at a outer framework of skin with 10 trillion trillion viruses pushing outward in all directions from the inside. If a mosquito bit me right now, I think the mosquito'd lose blood on the deal. I'm going to try to sing one song, and then I'm going to try to do some things that I never have tried to do before to try to save my voice. Cousin Thelma gave me a lozenge, bless her heart, and so that's scorching its way stomachward right now. when I've been walking around this weekend, of course, I had to tell some people about my voice or they noticed, and I'd tell them I'd had a cold, you know, and I just couldn't bear to miss the programs. There were so many people on them that I wanted to see that I had to come to all of them, though I probably would have been better off in bed. But some of the people, you know, I'd say I had a cold. They'd give me this smile like, yeah, I know where you were. You were in the campground last night flapping your wings and hopping around till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's what's wrong with you. Some of y'all might have run into the same thing. You know, you actually run into an end-on door. Whap! Knock a big old knot on your cheek. Go to the office. What? Who'd you get in a fight? I didn't get in a fight. I walked into a door. Or the cop stops you for having an out-of-date sticker, and he comes up, and he suddenly catches a little whiff, and he says, all right, how much have you had to drink? And you really have had 2 beers. Exactly 2 beers, you know, this kind of thing. So before I try to sing one song, I'd like to tell you about something that happened to me that really happened, for real. I grew up in Gainesville, and I did manage to visit most places, but there's a place called the Mad Monk's Inn that opened up just a few years ago, and I'd never been in there before this time. And the way that place is set up is it has a stage for players here in the center, and then there's about a foot rise on either side up to a raised area with some more tables on it, and you go up by steps on each side. And coming this way, you go down the steps or else, you know, you step off into space where that stage is. Well, this was the Christmas holidays, and they had a big old Christmas tree on the near side with all kind of bright trinkets hanging all over it and, you know, all the usual appurtenances to a Christmas tree. And I had come in, and there was a lot of people out there in the audience. I'd come in, and I had not had one thing to drink except for one Coke, and that had gone a little bit flat while it sat there. I mean, I was just as mild and purified as anybody you could imagine, but I'd never had been in Mad Monk's before. So I talked to the people I'd come in to see, and I turned around, and I was headed out, and I said, well, I'll see you, you know. Went right off that drop-off, and when I went off that drop-off, I succumbed to the natural primate impulse to grasp when they're falling. Well, what was close was the Christmas tree. And so here I went. Here is this poor guy sitting back here, you know, entertaining the... And here I come across him. You know, whoever gets in front of a performer but a drunk, right? Well, here I come with a Christmas tree, you know. Trailing ornaments, you know, just stuff popping like firecrackers as I go across. And I came back, you know, I finally righted myself, and I put the Christmas tree back carefully, you know, and the performer's kind of back here like this. And I started to say, you know, I just started to grab the mic and said, folks, I've just had one Coke tonight. I'm sober. You know, they're just sitting here like this, and I could see there wasn't going to be any use to it at all, so I just folded my tent like the proverbial Arab and stole away. I knew there was nothing I could do. That really happened. I'm sorry to say. You know, we all have scars like that when we're teenagers, but we bury those when we've been humiliated, you know. But that one was too recent. I haven't managed to bury that yet. I really may have to quit in the middle of this thing, but I'll try. I want to entertain you. I don't want to make you hurt with me, right? Now hear that lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds to blue fire. That midnight train is whining low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long, when time comes dragging by. That moon just went behind a cloud to hide his face and cry. Have you ever seen a robin weep when leaves begin to die? It means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky, And as I'm wondering where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Thank you.